This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program here, there, and everywhere all day, every day at gooddayshow.com.
The good news department today has story of a mother who became pregnant while she was already pregnant. Ah, yes.
So whoever said it's a good thing you can't get pregnant when you're already pregnant?
Uh-huh.
Nope.
This apparently is a very fertile mother. She was very happy, actually, when she discovered that she was pregnant again. She was already pregnant. She conceived her twins 28 days apart. This has got to be something for the record books. Lady's name is Sophie Small. She conceived Holly and Darcy a month apart because of a rare phenom known as superfetation. Sounds like something one of my cows would have. A new pregnancy occurs after the first one. Her husband, who's an accountant, they have a six-year-old already. His name is Oscar. What a great name for a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy, right? Oscar, like Jasper, my other grandson. Anyway, they were trying for another baby after it's been 6 years. She's 30 years old. She had an inkling that she was pregnant, but they decided to keep... It's
He's
so much
just
fun
in case, because
to keep
why
trying.
Would I
hurt? Let's keep trying. It's fun.
Yeah, well, right? You can only get pregnant once at a time, so. Not so much.
She's a swimming instructor and said she was thrilled when she took the pregnancy test, discovered it was positive, and she got pretty sick. That's happened. How were you when you were carrying Mac? Were you okay?
I was so sick. No, I was not okay. I was very sick. It was a very difficult pregnancy. But the thing with most twins, they typically don't make it to term. Any kind of multiples don't necessarily make it full term.
Yeah.
But they got pretty close. So the one baby that was conceived first, Holly, was born at 36 weeks. And then Darcy, who was born at the same time, was a 32-week baby.
Mm.
So they still made it pretty much
Well, one of them weighed
enough.
4 pounds, the other weighed 6 pounds.
Well,
and
Holly is considered, I think, it's considered full term by 37 weeks, and pregnancies go up to 40 weeks. And so 36 weeks was pretty close. 32 weeks, not too far off. Still third
I'm
trimester.
Guessing that she was in pretty good shape, given what she did for a living. So that probably helped her a little bit, right? Wouldn't you think somebody who's in really good physical shape would be able to make it through this a little easier? Is that Daisy snoring in the background?
It is, yeah.
Good for her. I love him. When I hear her, it reminds me of Charlotte, those of you who've listened to me for a long, long time, remember my darling Charlotte Ann, who sat in the chair in my old house, and she would snore, and Jennifer would go wild, hooting and hollering as she listened to it. That was her commentary on the program. So,
I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's one day a week where she's really sawing logs. Today's that day.
It's okay. It's perfect, in fact. All right, so we posted a picture of a Hearst with an insignia on the back of it and some of the comments on social media about the message that was in the picture on texting and, you know, what's going on. And yeah, it's a chuckler, but yet it still is something that is more than food for thought. I was also thinking, I don't know, I'm putting this together. Just stay with me for a second, all right, Jay? Hold on. You'll figure out
holding
the thread
on.
Here in a moment. Yes, holding on. So we also had a conversation about a young 12-year-old who set fire to an old mushroom farm. And what the heck that was all about. Okay, so I'm putting the two of these together because there's a new mushroom coffin that has been built. For those of you who want to die and be buried in the most sustainable way, the afterlife will be easier for you to grow in if you are put into a coffin that is made mostly of mushrooms. Here's what the coffin has, comes from mushrooms and hemp fiber, a special mold. And it was basically, I mean, what difference at this point, right? You should be, instead of putting people. Yeah, well, this is the biggest crazy. This is, now I remember I worked in the cemetery when I was a kid digging, digging graves. It was a wonderful experience. It was a very gravelly ground, and I, you know, we didn't have a backhoe. I just dug the holes every day. It was a different hole in a different side of the hill. And I remember thinking then, and I certainly have thought now, I would never get buried in a, my mother was buried, in a coffin in a vault. And she sits resting on the side of a hill overlooking the Mass Turnpike down the street from here. And you know, I think about this all the time, and I thought about it then. But why do we put people in a coffin, and then we stick them in the ground in a cement sort of like a cellar, in a sense? You're put in the cellar with a cement barrier all around you so that the ground will not collapse when the coffin rots and your body rots. All right, what are we doing that for? Why? What the heck is the point of that? Anyway, so back to mushroom coffins, kind of like wooden coffins. They rot in the ground. Your body becomes, what is the old expression, ashes to ashes and dust to dust?
Dust to dust.
And that's what happens. That's why people get cremated and they throw their, you know, they cast their fate. That's what the song Cast Your Fate to the Wind is all about. Throw the ashes out into the, you know, maybe on the side of a hill, somewhere around the farm is probably where mine will get dispersed, out in the water, that kind of stuff. Maybe some people want to keep it. But anyway, the point is that these mushrooms, the biodegradable mushrooms, are being used to make coffins, and they stick them in the ground, and in a month and a half, they're gone and you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
I have told a story many times of what happens on my, I have a large compost pile on the farm. And whenever anything dies on the farm, a calf or a cow or something like that, instead of digging a hole and burying the cow, we put it on the compost pile, because that's the best use. Actually, it would be the best use of your body. If you could imagine, if you could get beyond thinking that you were going to be put in a compost pile, that's really the most efficient way of you being dispatched, your body being dispatched anyway, because it's going to be eaten up fast by the microbes and the worms and yada, yada. I remember my Uncle Sammy, who was my second father, he was the first person I ever knew who wanted to be cremated. And so I said to him one day, and I was just very young, I said, why do you want to be, the conversation going with somebody in the family died and they're having him cremated. And I said, why do you want to be cremated? He says, I don't want the worms digging into me after I'm dead. Which I thought was, you know, made a lot of sense then. Mm-hmm. And maybe it does now, well, right?
And I think it also goes with family, I don't want to say family values, but family in general, because some people like to be able to go to a gravesite and visit people, where other people are like, that is, they're just not there anymore. That is an empty body. They are no longer there.
Yeah, there's no spirit there.
Yeah, and there are so many companies that do different things once you pass, where you could become a record that plays your favorite song. You can become a diamond or something like that.
Yeah.
Some people, I think they can become trees. Like, they plant them somewhere in kind of like the composting situation where,
exactly. Put the ash in the ground and stick a tree on top of it. Good fertilizer. Much as anything else. All right, so this company that's making this mushroom coffin is called Loop Biotech. The answer for those wanting to live the full circle of life, says the fellow who founded it, Bob Hendricks, who said, he's created a t-shirt that reads, I am compost. That's what the t-shirt reads. I am compost. And apparently mushrooms are good for recycling on the planet. So for those of you who think this is cool, you can spend $1,000 for one of these coffins and take it away. I'm betting that this is probably illegal most everywhere in America. But what's the difference whether you do this or whether you're in an urn and you're dust? Right? It's silly. It's yeah. The whole thing about death. What, there was an ad on, where was I, a couple of weeks ago, maybe one of the Los Angeles radio stations had an ad on it. Matter of fact, I think it might have been Jennifer's station, KRLA, had an ad for a discount funeral. This guy, for $39.95, what? I mean, I'm serious. The guy, the funeral director's on the air. For $39.95, we'll embalm you, we'll have the service, and we'll bury you. Call Fred's Discount Coffin and Funeral Home. That's, you know.
I guess. Get a BOGO deal.
Right. Get one for you and one for your spouse. Right. That's it. The BOGO deal on cremation or on getting. That's great. I like that, Jay. There's a fellow who returned a lost wallet to a grandmother. And what has happened because of that? This fellow's name is Devontae Johnson, 19 years of age. He didn't have to go out of his way to return a lost wallet to its owner, somebody who was a stranger. He did. He went out of his way. He returned the wallet to Dee Harkenrider of Wynn, Arkansas. She had unknowingly left her wallet in a Walmart, in a shopping cart. And so, anyway, he said he felt like, she said that she felt like he was an angel of God. They had stayed in touch since this random act of kindness. Apparently, they're going to church together. She's the grandmother of seven. She brought Mr. Johnson and his mother over to the house for lunch. This is kind of a fun, nice, sweet thing that you'd like to see a lot more of, frankly. I would like to see a lot more of this sort of thing. What a sweet...
Sweet. Just a genuine, kindness that developed into this organic relationship.
Yep, acts of kindness, if you will. Okay.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now, you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Transport you around the world of your pets and talking about pets with Warren Eckstein, who's here from the Pet Show. ThePetShow.com is his website. All right, I'm talking about snakes today with you for a minute, Warren.
I love snakes.
It was a python that was discovered inside a U-Haul truck that has apparently was frozen inside the truck on some trip, but now has been reunited with its 14-year-old owner in Virginia. The lady who runs the U-Haul Center, Megan Hamm, said they found the frozen snake underneath the passenger seat of the U-Haul box truck. And, you know, you got to wonder when you look, you open the door and you see a snake looking at you. And it brought me around to thinking about a couple of other. There was a python story about how the pythons down in Florida are moving north. And I wondered whether or not this particular python that was in Virginia had been moved. I don't see in the story where the pet came from, where they were moving from. But if you look at some of the trackers for pythons, starting in Miami and that area around the Everglades, over the last couple of years, there have been a lot of these snakes that have moved up, have moved north to West Palm Beach, and then they moved up to Jacksonville, and they moved up to Savannah, and now they're in Virginia. So what are we, these are Burmese pythons. Those are pretty big. They live in the wild.
Yeah, they do. Right? But here's the scenario, Doug, and this is a big problem. A lot of people want to go out and get some type of exotic pet, and they go out and they buy a small python, a Burmese python, or a boa, that may be, you know, maybe 3 feet or 3 or 4 feet. They buy a tank for it. Then it starts getting bigger, 4 feet, 5 feet, 6 feet, 7 feet, 8 feet, 9 feet, 10 feet, 11 feet, 12 feet, 13 feet. And so what do they do with it at that point? The pet stores don't want them. The humane societies are not going to take them for the most part, so they release them. And what happens is they just flood an environment. And that's what's happening down in Florida and moving on north with these snakes. And they're destroying a lot of the environment. Now, I'm a big snake fan, but releasing a snake into the wild where it should not be is not a good idea. So before anyone, I don't recommend exotic pets to anyone, but if you're going to do it, make sure you educate yourself. Get involved with the local reptile society. They have foster homes and places you can go, but releasing them into the wild is not the right thing to do. You know, you brought up an interesting point. You talked about about the snake being frozen. Let me give you the opposite end of that spectrum. Years ago, I was doing a segment on the Today Show with Al Roker, and I brought on a beautiful 14-foot albino python, and I had him on my neck, really mellow snake. But I forgot for a second that when you go out on the set, those lights come on, and they started heating up, and the snake became warmer and warmer, and it got tighter and tighter around my neck. I sounded like Clarabelle by the time the segment was over, because it took three guys. It wasn't trying to hurt me. It was just really the heat was coming up, so it means his metabolism was getting ready to eat. They can make great pets if they're handled regularly, if you know what you're doing. But if you're not really an expert, leave the snakes to the experts.
The home of Siegfried and Roy, you know, the iconic folks, the tigers that they trained, has been listed in Las Vegas for $3 million. So in case you want a weekend place to get away, help yourself. Go right over there. And that was another thing. You know, tigers for pets. And look what happens. Can snakes turn on you the way that animal turned on them?
You know, I don't know if I like the word turned on.
Oh, okay.
There's usually something that provokes it. When you're training guard dogs, for example, the person that you're teaching to be the bad guy has to kind of really get sweaty and the adrenaline starts coming. Dogs pick up on that. So I don't know, Doug. I don't have an answer for that.
All right, so here's something you do have an answer for. The treatise that you have on rewarding dogs for bad behavior. How do you fix that?
Stop rewarding them. If a dog or cat isn't receiving attention for doing something wrong, why bother doing it? So focus on teaching the positive and don't over-correct. Over-correction just as bad as no correction at all.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve is eyeing another interest rate hike in September. A July rate hike has been taken for granted for some time, but the Fed's decision for a September raise isn't quite clear yet. The committee will have a chance to analyze new inflation data before a September decision is made. Raising interest rates is thought to be the best way to combat inflation, but it also makes it more expensive to finance a house, car, or other big-ticket item. A blistering heat wave felt across the Southwest is showing no signs of letting up. Phoenix hit 110 degrees yesterday for a record-tying 18th consecutive day. Temperatures of at least 115 degrees are in the forecast for the next several days. Meantime, tens of millions of Americans across several states are under heat advisories, including California and Nevada. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Stephan here with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. A good day to you. There are good things going on today, and we're going to sample some of them right here, right now. Here's some good news, some mysterious radio signals have been uncovered by astronomers at NASA using AI. Here we are back to...
Too tech, right? Or not too tech? That is the question.
That is the question. All right, so here we are. We're talking a lot about technology and how it can be used. This is a group of electromagnetic waves detected by using artificial intelligence. It's called deep learning. The signals were sourced to areas surrounding nearby stars. Nearby stars are defined as 30 to 90 light years away. You know how long it take us to get? It take like 1,000 years to get to these places. Anyway, the pulses were described as hiding in plain sight. Now, there are a lot of things. Remember, I hope you remember, the Steven Spielberg movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and that little, the way they were, Spielberg was fascinated with this stuff, as you saw, with a couple of the movies from the 80s. Close Encounters was one of them, what's the name of the movie
where the being comes in. Why do I have? I can see him flying over the moon in his bicycle. What's that name of that movie?
Oh, E.T.
E.T. Thank you. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, so that kind of stuff has developed into what's real, in a sense. Here's somebody who's working on the project. His name is Peter Ma, an undergrad at the University of Toronto, says that his team searched through unbelievable amounts of data from 820 nearby stars. Good God. The 1 terabyte of information could hold 1,000 copies of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Anybody remember what the Encyclopedia?
Okay.
James, you know what the Encyclopedia? Wait a minute. Yep. Hold on. Let's try this. James.
Yeah. What is it, Doug?
I'm up to no good here. James, do you know what the Encyclopedia Britannica is?
What do you think?
I don't want to think that I was concerned about.
Do you know
that.
What encyclopedias are? Period.
Yeah, I know what those are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there we go. Yeah. The Encyclopedia Britannica. It's like one of the
standards
of it. Yes.
Yeah, it was the standard.
I feel like that kind of throws people off.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. Anyway, so this the data is collected by the Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia, which is bigger than the Statue of Liberty. And part of the Breakthrough Listen Project, which is aimed at identifying this communication that's coming from who knows where about who knows what. Right? Again, it's like a movie. Did you see that movie Contact with Jodie Foster? Remember that movie?
Yeah, is that the one where... No, I'm thinking of somebody else. What's that
She goes up in a... She sort of time travels, in a manner of speaking, into another place.
Oh, and
place.
Doesn't the being, like, spoiler alert, doesn't the being pretend to be a family member or somebody so that they can talk to her and not freak her out, and they even say that, like, I'm not actually this person, this is the
Yeah, on a beach, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I think that's the scene. I think you're right. Anyway, so they used AI, but then they had to go back. This is kind of like the teacher tells you to check your homework. So they actually used, their brains, manual reexamination, confirmed the findings that shared some of the characteristics of these signals. This is really into the weeds
here. It could be extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yep, exactly. That's the bottom line here. There have been people all over the country who have been working on this. There's a report this month in the journal Nature Astronomy that suggests that there is breakthrough stuff. There's a California astrophysicist named Stephen Croft who's up to his Mickey trying to... Now, we're taking in all this stuff. Are we sending out interstellar information? Apparently, the answer is yes. But sometimes they're concerned that it will get lost as it passes through the dust and the gas.
Translation ends up becoming like a threat.
Yeah. So the SETI folks are at it. Search for extraterrestrial intelligence using antennas to what they call eavesdrop on signals that aliens may be transmitting. This is kind of like Independence Day. You know, those really horrible-looking beings that come to...
Have like those weird tentacles still.
Right. Ugh, gross. Yeah. Anyway, so modern research. Here we go. That was the movie In Contact with the Signals. You're right. The Cosmic Tool in New Mexico, which is where Jodie Foster heard the signals in the movie Contact. So we're trying to track, or we're surveying anyway, I don't know if we're really tracking, 40 million stars. Who in the name of heaven is smart enough to have figured out how to do that? Or is this artificial intelligence again? This is Artificial Intelligence Day on the Good Day program. Here's the story about a pregnant woman who caught a 2-year-old boy who fell from the second story window. She was out in, this is a woman who lives in Iowa, she jumped into action to help a toddler who fell from a second story window. Carrie Jones was out walking her dog in Des Moines, and she spotted a 2-year-old boy throwing items from the second story window of a nearby home. At one point, Jones said the boy began leaning over the edge of the window. Where the hell is the mother? or the father or some figure. So anyway, she tried to
get into things very fast.
I suppose, yeah, right.
I mean, you even step into a different room for one
second. Yeah, but
the
window opened, and she, yeah, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
something like that. I can see my grandson, who's a little bit less than 2 years old, my second grandson, he's into everything. But they live on the bottom floor, but there's still, there are lots of things they can get into as much as anything else.
Get
so this lady's screaming.
She's 33 weeks pregnant, too.
Yeah, right. So the toddler loses his grip and falls toward the ground. But the video, is there a video of this? Somebody's got a video of this, right? I didn't get that there was a video. She told a story.
I don't believe that there is a video.
No video.
But, yeah, right. So she was standing right underneath him of him in case he did fall. And she, because the window is open, so she's screaming because she's thinking, well, someone might hear
Somebody's got to be there.
But there was no response. And when the toddler lost his grip, she was there to catch him, thankfully.
So sweet. Yeah, exactly. All right, here's the story of a couple of brothers, six-year-old, three-year-old, in serious trouble with their folks after stealing and then crashing their family car. 6 years old.
How did the child, know how to drive when a lot of adults don't even know how to operate vehicles?
Bunga, bunga. How about that? That's a good story for Nick from Miles, actually. Here's some good news. An ocean cleanup nonprofit has received a check for $25 million from the co-founder of Airbnb, $25 million to support the Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. They prepare, they're deploying the largest plastic capture system ever developed. I think we talked about the system last week. Didn't we describe it? How this is what it does and how it works. And it is so important to clean up this. See, I'm not, I get frustrated because people put labels on you. You know how it works. And with me, it's very hard to put labels on me because I don't think the same. I don't think in this box. I don't think because I'm a Republican, I should be thinking this way, or I'm a Democrat, I shouldn't think that way, or I'm a Christian, I should think this way, or I'm a Jew, I should think that way, or I'm black, I should think this way. It's not the way my mind works. I think about the particular circumstance. I am disgusted when I look around in my circumstances and then look at the greater the world circumstances where there was such garbage everywhere, the amount of plastic that's in the ocean, that's along the street, that it's disgusting.
It is
what we're doing to this beautiful planet that will survive, but we may not, because of how we're destroying it for ourselves. So anyway, this is a pilot system created by the Ocean Cleanup Group, and they're trying to, because with the $25 million, to be able to scale it up. It is, according to most experts, this is the reason the guy gave him the $25 million, because it's the most effective ocean cleaning system ever developed. And it it's something, it's like a net that's about a mile across. There are three boats that will allow it to operate around the clock. And so they're going to start, I guess, in Europe, right? This is a Dutch company. I think that they're going to be starting over there.
Yeah.
And they've
been working on a patch located between California and Hawaii for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's just what these ocean liners get away with in terms of just dumping garbage into the ocean is why are the environmentalists so concerned about gas that comes out of the back end of a cow, but they aren't concerned about all this crap that gets thrown out of all these? I love these ads when you're looking around. Here is your personal cruise consultant, and you can get on a ship, the Norwegian Cruise Line, and go to sea and look over the side of the boat and watch all the rubbish and trash and poop and everything else get pushed out onto the ocean. It's disgusting. So anyway, I guess the good news here is these guys get $25 million. Who knew? You know, it's the Airbnb thing, what a phenomenon. This is something else. You know, you go from one conversation to another if you have an imaginative mind. And I've always had, sometimes your father says to me when we have our meetings, well, you went from one thing to another and there was nothing. There's no, you didn't even take a breath. Well, because that's kind of the way my mind works. So follow along, folks. Here we go.
Hold on tight.
Hold on. Airbnb was, this is a company that's like 25, I don't even think it's 25 years old, but it's something like that. And it reminds me of Uber, or because it was the same thing. It's a software company that owns nothing. They just have a software program. And this, whoever this guy, there are two guys that put this together, they, his name is Joe Gebbia, G-E-B-B-I-A. He's one of the two founders. How they came up with this, but they're so smart, although I think Airbnb is kind of, has it gone beyond its prime? Because there are a lot of problems, apparently, with Airbnb stuff these days.
Yeah, it definitely seems like there's an ebb and flow. Like, it started to get pretty rough, and then it got a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, but it was, it's a, you know, it's like with Uber, it's $5 billion, $6 billion company based on software, Airbnb, the same thing. So this guy easily had 25 mil, but good for him to give it to somebody, some company that can really use it. I think it's a fabulous idea, frankly. But what would be a better idea would be that we didn't do this in the first place, right? Mm-hmm. That would be the best idea.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, if we didn't do that. But we seem to be, the people that throw butts out the window of the car smoking, right? Is there anything more disgusting?
Throw everything out of their cars.
Oh, get a, what's the matter with you? What could you be thinking, you selfish SOBs? Don't throw stuff out. Have a little bag. A good example for your children. Set a bag up in the front and put your waste in there.
Yeah,
please.
Exactly.
Think, as it were. 18 after. This is Good Day. Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Doug Stephan here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, let's get started with movie moments for us to talk about. From the weekend, Doug Steffen here with Jay and Chuck Curry, our movie man, Movie Moments. What are we playing this through? I would have thought you'd play the theme from Mission Impossible. What's this?
This is Ode to Joy from Die Hard in 1988. I missed this. Well, actually, we're off on Saturday, this day in movie history, July 15, 1988. Die Hard opened nationwide. I think it had a $7 million opening weekend, had legs throughout the summer. I always said when I watched Die Hard, which I think is the best pure action movie ever produced, it's one of the first time dug in a movie theater halfway through, I said to myself, this movie's a classic, and this movie's going to be one of those movies that's going to be loved by generations to come. And I was right. I think it's one of the best, I don't care what genre it is, Die Hard, which came out July 15, 1988, one of the best movies ever made. I still think that.
All right, we both went to see Mission Impossible, the first part of Dead Reckoning. We both agree that the lady who played Agent Carter now
Kelly Atwell.
Yeah, she is very
really
attractive.
Good chemistry with Tom Cruise.
Fabulous.
I was saying, so let me just speak for a second, then you interject here. I was saying to you off the air, now I'm watching this stuff, and I liked the film, and it was exciting, and some of it, I'm going to be honest with you, I got a little bit of a headache because it was so, it was like nonstop. And
it was.
They're trying the action sequences. It's like one massive set piece after the other.
Yeah.
And it's extremely groundbreaking and innovative. And I was saying to myself, how did they do this stuff? Like, it looks dangerous, right? I mean, it's like the most high-tech action stuff you could ever put on film. And then I'll tell you a quick story. I did a revival this weekend at Jaws, which always gets the biggest crowd of any revival I do with the local theater I'm involved with. 115 people came out Saturday night. I introduced it. And I said to the audience, because I just watched Mission Impossible the day before, I just wonder if what they're doing now in movies, especially big action movies, which is the majority of what's playing in theaters, are they really making movies, or is this a different type of an art form? You go ahead. You interject with that comment.
Well, I think there's evidence that that is going on with some of these the crap like the Transformer movies. There's no plot. It's just bang, bang, and destroy, and the war, and all that crap. And there's plenty of those movies on the,
but
on
my
the horizon.
But is it completely desensitizing people who used to go to the movies to watch just a story with people?
But I think it has a story. I think they combine
the
two.
It does. But here's the thing.
Indiana Jones? Let me go back to Indiana Jones for a minute.
Yes.
Indiana Jones tells a great story about a great personality. There's something that's what the public loved. And they equated Harrison Ford was Indiana Jones, or is Indiana Jones. Just like for many, Sean Connery was James Bond. There were other people who played him, but they never lived up to the standard that was set by that first actor. And I think that goes for, you know, any number of characters. I think Star Wars has replaceable characters in it, but they're all characters that we get to know. I think we've gotten to know Ethan Hunt and the people around him very, very well over the course of all of these movies. There have been seven of them. And so I think that there is, it's cleverly, I mean, when you think the guy does his own
stunts. I agree with everything you said, but here's the thing. Oh, somewhere along the line in the last decade, or maybe a couple years more, studio people who make these decisions in Hollywood to produce movies basically took out 80% of why people went to the movies, meaning there's no more comedies, there's no romantic comedies, there's really no straight dramas.
I think there's some good lines.
No dramas. It's all massive popcorn movies that are costing $250, $300 million. Dollars. That is what we get. That's all there is.
That's because the other stuff has gone to streaming. They've put all that other stuff. Think about the remake of the Perry Mason movie, the characters that were developed there. It's that whole thing about putting that stuff over there and putting the big popcorn movies.
But here's the danger, what they've done. The Flash, Indiana Jones, these movies, they're going to lose massive amount of money, right? Because they're high-stakes gamble.
Too much. So they'll learn their lesson, and then they'll do what you're suggesting.
They need to get back to doing a diverse product in theaters.
Remind me to talk to you tomorrow about the Sound of Freedom.
I did like Mission Impossible. I did like it.
All right. Chuck Curry here with Doug Steffen at 58 and almost 59 after the hour.
Meet Joe A, hi. Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.